issue 19 and issue 20 of the list of questions. First, on 19, regards the repercussions of the convention between state and religious convention communities. It's an important issue. Now, you justify the state's assistance to religious communities. Through three arguments: to guarantee freedom of belief, to guarantee spiritual assistance, and lastly, to guarantee the financial autonomy of beliefs. And so, with that in mind, I have a few questions for the delegation. First, who represents the religious communities? Then, I would like to know, which are the religious communities that receive subsidies? Additionally, can it be said that the financing of religious communities by the state is running counter to the principle of the state's neutrality in religious matters? And lastly, the state's financing. Wouldn't it be possible that that financing is reducing the autonomy of the religious communities that benefit from these subsidies? These are the questions that I had on the subsidized religious communities. And still, under issue 19, I had a question on the course Life and Society, which replaces the religious instruction one as of 2016-2017. I believe that the Grand Duchy has a very forward-looking position. It's a very interesting experiment because it tries to open up the mindsets of young people to humankind's big questions, and that is society, as you say in your replies, to give young people ways to build their own worldview, exercising critical thinking. And I would like to point out, even though you did not say so specifically in your replies, that this received a certificate of good practice by the European network known as the Global Education Network Europe, GEEN, which shows that it is a very forward-looking project. Personally, I believe that the state should be encouraged to go further down that path. The question I have, though, is even though this is a recent experiment, it's not one for which we have a great deal of hindsight, given that it started in 2016-2017. Could we, however, have an idea of the impact of that? Positive impact or negative impact? Another question I had was, was this welcomed favorably, or was there resistance to it? In other words, what is the perception of families, of teachers? Have they accepted this practice? Did they welcome it or tend to reject it? Were there any hostile reactions to this in the Grand Duchy? And now we have the SOS radicalization issue, and this is part of the fight against anti-Semitic Islamophobe incidents. And I would like to say parenthetically that your government drafted a national strategy against anti-Semitism. I would like to know what the content of that strategy is and know more about its implementation. But I go back to SOS Radicalization, which is a association subsidized by the Ministry of Family, of Integration, and the Great Region, which suggests proposes through its website, www.respect.lu, which proposes to listen to and assist people who are faced with extremism or violent radicalization. You have provided some details on this, on the work of SOS radicalization, and how they assist the victims of radicalization. The association also organizes training sessions and awareness raising activities. You mentioned that already. But the question I have, again, is what is the impact of SOS radicalization? Did it have a positive impact? Is there, for example, a decrease in radicalization? What have been the outcomes of that strategy, which I believe is a positive one? And now on issue 20. Issue 20 is on Article 25 of the Constitution, which recognizes the freedom of peaceful assembly and requires that outside gatherings be approved by prior authorization. So the question, given that, is this exception, which I believe reduces the reach of the freedom recognized by Article 25, this provision, would you say, is compatible with Article 21 of the Covenant? Because Article 21 does not set any distinction among gatherings. They are all equally seen in the freedom of assembly. So this restriction of requiring prior authorization, which is a constitutional one, is it compatible with Article 21 of the Covenant? And I would also like to know, still on this issue, what are the notification and authorization procedures for protests and gatherings in the Grand Duchy? Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Mr. Benachour. Ms. Chamcha, you have the floor.